Although it feels that we were just wrapping up the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio, Pyeongchang has already kicked off celebrations marking 1 year out from the 2018 Winter Olympics. What makes next year's Olympics so special? We'll be discussing the expansion of sports, the qualification of Team USA athletes to Pyeongchang, and the Winter Olympics in general, coming up on this edition of the Sports Podcast for the Newsfeed. Welcome to the Sports Podcast for the Newsfeed. I'm Mackenzie Pavicich, joined by
Bailey Berticelli
and Matt Popelka. And today we're going to be talking about the Pyeongchang Olympics 2018. The Winter Olympics are going to be in South Korea. But first, I'm going to hit on something that maybe not a lot of people know about. It all starts with Mr. Joe Young-ji. He's a Chinese billionaire, and he has been in partnership, his company, with the Boston Bruins, the Washington Capitals, and the LA Kings. He's there promoting China and trying to get hockey more promoted in China if the NHL wants to expand like the NBA has into China. Mr. Joe is the way to go. So, I mean, like, the NBA, they have preseason games in China. They've been doing that for the past decade. Now, coming up in 2017, they're trying to get a NHL preseason game in China, which would be incredible because it would be the first time that the NHL has gone to an Asian country for a preseason game or for any game at that. It's gaining some traction, but it's a long way to go from here. And now Pyeongchang, there's some controversy with NHL players being allowed to play in the Olympics or not because it's happening during NHL season, so I don't know. I mean, what do you guys think about all this?
Well, I think it's always been the IOC's, like, the platform is the Olympic movement is more than just the games while they're happening. It's more than just the sport. So I think it's definitely very interesting, and it makes sense that they're trying to expand hockey to a country that doesn't necessarily partake in the sport.
You know, they're trying to expand. Like, the NBA is now a global game. LeBron James is recognized globally. There's a Chinese basketball league where NBA players are going now when they might not have a chance in the NBA and they don't want to be in the NBA Development League.
Yeah, and I think it could be good for the NHL. I can't see trying to competing with the NHL anytime soon, but it gives players an opportunity to kind of grow as athletes.
Now let's switch over to Pyeongchang.
Yeah, so Team USA has qualified their first Olympic athlete for the 2018 Olympics. Lowell Bailey will compete in the biathlon,
which is a combination of alpine skiing and shooting. So it's basically two sports, actually one summer sport and a winter sport combined, which definitely is really interesting. So this past weekend marked 1 year out to the 2018 Olympic Games, and Pyeongchang had a huge celebration. They unveiled their torch. And they kind of started, they kicked off the countdown to the Winter Olympics, which is kind of interesting because I feel like Rio just ended.
Yeah, it's definitely, when we were younger, we were talking about how the Olympics really, they're 2 years apart, each one, and it really feels like 2 years because we didn't have social media like we do today. So now it's like the Rio Olympics just ended, and now we're already starting to get excited for the 2018 Olympics, which is crazy. It's like less than a year out now.
Which is very interesting to think about. It's the first time that South Korea is hosting a Winter Olympics. Okay, let's go down through a rundown of the sports that are in the Winter Olympics for our listeners who might not know. There's alpine skiing, biathlon, bobsled, cross-country skiing. We have curling, my personal favorite.
Oh, yeah, that's up there.
We have figure skating, freestyle skiing, hockey, luge.
Yes. Hockey is getting
Nordic
big.
Combined.
We got some skeleton, some short track. Ooh, that's going to be good. Skiing, the ice skating, the ski jumping, and obviously the snowboarding. You know, the X Games, it's gotten huge. And speed skating, too.
Which is my personal favorite. Apollo, Anton Ono.
Thanks, guys, for listening to the Sports Podcast. Be sure to check out other podcasts here on the newsfeed. Signing off, I'm Matt Popelka.
I'm Bailey Berticelli.
And I'm Mackenzie Pavicich.